I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday. It's been a good day.
Yeah.
Good day.
Monday,
new
baby.
You know something?
Mm-hmm.
These are not my closing remarks.
Mm-hmm.
But
what are they?
I do want to say something about this beefing.
Oh, yeah. With the rappers?
The rappers, the R&B singers,
Chris
the comedians.
Brown, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Look, man. Why is it that it's always us that's beefing?
True.
I'm not getting into that. I'm not getting into no comedy beef because you then took your little small-minded self and sat down somewhere and decided to make up a bunch of stories about a bunch of people to talk about the position they in when clearly it's a position you not in. And I'm just sitting up here wondering what's the purpose of it. It just serves no purpose, man. Now, rap. I guess hip-hop kind of has, you know, a history of it, you know, beefing, rap battles and stuff where it used to be just wholesome. Even now, you see on YouTube, they have, like, some rap battles and stuff.
Yeah, diss
you know,
tracks.
Wilding out. You know what I mean? Wilding out is a fun way to do it. You know, fun way, you know, to diss and stuff. It's all done in good nature and everything like that. I ain't got no problem with none of that. Yeah, but if when you take it too far and it turns violent, it don't make no sense.
No. No.
I don't care what you think of my joke or jokes. We're not finna fight about this joke.
What are we fighting about?
Bro, we really not. Mm-mm. You know.
Mm-mm.
And see, the beefing with comedy was very, very simple. Back in the day, when comedy was comedy, and you were out there touring, and someone started doing your set, or your joke, and that was the way you earned a living, and you were currently on tour with that same set of jokes, that would create a problem because, you know, you come into town after this person, and they done your show, and now you on stage doing your show, and people come. I had it happen to me at Max Famous Bar down in Daytona Beach. I was on stage performing. It was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday gig, and I'm doing my show. And the waitress came up to me and said, "That's just a shame that you would do his whole act. He was just here."
Excuse
and I said,
me?
"Who?" What? And she told me the comedian's name. And we was friends. So I called him. There wasn't no cell phones. I got him, called his house. Mm-hmm. And finally he got back to me a couple days later. I said, "Hey, man, this lady said that I was doing your show. He said, man, and you was here the week before. He said, man, my apologies. You know, I was the opening act and the headliner didn't come. And so they asked me to headline. I didn't have enough time, so I did your show.
Damn.
What?
What? Just like that?
And he told me. He did my show. It was nothing I could do at that point. Mm-hmm, so right. I said, hey, man, just do me one favor. Call the club owner and tell the club owner this is my set. Because they sitting up in here, man, thinking I done stole your whole act. Because you was just there the week before me as the opening act. Mm-hmm. And you did so good with my set, they let you close the rest of the week.
So he was really
I've been on the receiving end of it. Now, back then, it was a lot more detrimental because that was the only way I was making a living.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But this bringing up stuff from the past of a person did your joke and then you're not really telling the whole truth about it, mm-hmm. that don't make no sense, man. Mm-hmm. That don't make no sense. And the sad thing about it is we're the only ones who do it. We are the only rappers that's beefing. We the only singers that's beefing. We the only comedians that's beefing. I just don't understand it. Man, we got to be careful, man. Just stop it. Stop it. Junior, what you got?
Yeah, Uncle. Well, I got to ask you about this, Uncle, now, because, did you feel like now in comedy that there's nobody teaching comedy no more, the business of it and how we supposed to behave on the road, how we supposed to act? You know, there's no more teachers.
Well, it's just what has happened, man, is, and I'm not blaming hip-hop, but it's kind of a hip-hop culture, you know, this beef thing. So now you got comedians who acting like they battle rappers when comedy is not that. Comedy is you walk out on stage, you make the audience laugh, have a good time for the money they spent, and they go home and remember your jokes and tell them again or can't wait to see you again. You on stage dogging another act out. What is that about? It makes no sense. Man, do your show. Nobody wants to pay a ticket to hear you complain and gripe. People pay their money to come to a comedy show to hear a set and laugh and enjoy themselves. If you on stage venting, carrying out a vendetta on that blasting somebody else, man, ain't nobody pay no money for that, man. That's just the only thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we would. And there are still some cats out there that's doing great work. Earthquake, this boy Country Wayne that I saw his special this weekend. This boy Country Wayne, man, what a hell of a special that I watched, man. Congratulations, young homie. That was a bad special. And all I saw this dude was doing skits on YouTube. I thought that's all he did. And he parlayed it into a Netflix special. And I thought that boy Country Wayne, that one of the best specials I've seen.
Country Wayne.
Dion Cole, right. Charlene's baby boy, one of the great specials. Tommy's still out there doing it at a level that you're supposed to do it at. Kia doing it at a level you're supposed to do it at. Go out there and make people laugh, have a good-ass time, man. Dave Chappelle, you know, he be on crossing that line, but that's some funny-ass lines he be crossing. You feel how you want to see it. Kevin Hart out there. There's some boys out there that, man, that's really, really still doing it the right way. You know, Sid, DL, still out there, Lopez. Yeah. It's a lot of cats. I'm leaving off a lot of people, but it's some cats. But congratulations, Country Wayne, man. If y'all ain't seen this special, go on Netflix and watch it. Those are my closing remarks today. See y'all tomorrow. Hey, y'all, listen to this. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Wow. Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.